And good morning, everyone. Time for another Experience Marshalltown program. Val Ruff hosting, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Beautiful Thursday.
Yeah, how are you?
Doing good.
Good, good.
Doing great.
Got a couple guests here in studio.
I do. I'm excited about our guests today. We have Dave and Kelly Mason, and they are the new proud owners of the Appleberry Farm. So I'm super excited. They've had a beautiful fall, and I know they've been really busy. And so I want to welcome you both into the show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to talk a little bit about your new adventure of taking over the Appleberry Farm. So when did that all take place?
Well, we were officially purchased the farm in January of this year, so this is our first season.
Okay. So do you have a history in, farming and small farming, or what do they call that? Not craft farming. What do they call that? Oh, you know, whatever that word.
Craft farming?
Yeah, that.
Something like that.
So just kind of a new initiative that you decided you want to try? And
well, we've been gardeners.
Oh, gardeners.
I've been gardeners all my life.
Oh, okay.
Growing produce and things like that. My husband Dave and my uncle Terry, they've been experimenting with growing sweet corn for the past 5 years, and they've been growing the Spring Valley sweet corn. And
so you have some experience in the industry. Well, good. Good. Well, thank you for purchasing Appleberry Farm, because we would hate to have lost that beautiful attraction.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. So you took over in January. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to.
We've been busy. We started out, we opened the store in July when the sweet corn got ready, about July 7th, and we've been gardening and growing produce, and we started out selling that. The tomatoes were ready about the first part of August, and that brought in a little more business, and then the apples got ready, and we have a lot of them.
And you do have a lot of apples. I was out there Sunday, and it's just like, wow, the trees are packed. So let's talk about how many acres that you have. How many acres of land?
There's 19 and a half acres.
Okay.
Out there.
That's a big undertaking.
Yeah. There's about 10 of them.
9 acres of trees.
Yeah.
1,100 trees.
1,100 trees. All right. That's good trivia to know, isn't it?
26 different varieties of apples.
26 different varieties.
Right. Yep.
Wow. So let's talk about apple cider, because that's kind of the, big right now is making apple cider. And I know that it takes a lot of apples to make apple cider, but is there a certain variety of apple that you use for apple cider?
I just, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
7 or 8 different kinds. And, and I go out and pick the littler ones and the bad apple, the ones that are not quite as good. And it's been working well.
Good.
Coming out good, so.
Well, I know that we purchased some apple cider and some pumpkins and some gourds, and it was really fun to be out there. And I think I saw that you're doing hay rides for families, or you have a little cart or something that you're taking people around in.
Yes, and then go out and pick a pumpkin if they want.
Okay. So on and above apples and pumpkins, what else do you have out there at the Appleberry Farm?
Well, there's a little gift shop. We make caramel apples, and that's something that in the past has been a favorite, and apparently...
Yeah.
It continues to be a favorite.
Are they going out, are they flying out the door?
Yeah, most days.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good caramel apple, right?
Right.
It's just a good Iowa fall eating with that. You got to have a caramel apple.
I've been experimenting with decorating them in different ways and trying different toppings for the fancy ones other than just the nuts and the plain caramel.
Sure. So you've maintained the gift shop, and you can come in and purchase apples if you don't want to pick them, correct?
The same with pumpkins.
Okay.
You can pick your own, or you can buy them already picked.
Okay. And then what else do you have in the gift shop? Because I know we were talking a little bit about the produce side of the business.
There's a lot of seasonal items. Obviously, the fall decorations, the Halloween decorations, there's Christmas decorations, and then we would like to continue with different, seasonal items, holiday items, and we'd like in the spring to bring in more flowers, plants, gardening supplies and things like that.
Great.
And make it more of an all-year-round place to be.
Sure, four seasons, right?
Yeah. That's our goal.
That's the plan, yeah.
Good. So you're learning as you go a little bit, right? You know, you're just
It's a new experience, but yeah, it's been fun.
Good.
We're hoping to do this first year. Before, yes. And so we can plan better next year.
Well, and I think that's just part of opening, you know, starting a new business, right? You know, you're going to kind of learn as you go. But you've had a beautiful fall.
It's been great.
And so that really allows people to come out, you know. So I would encourage you, if you haven't been out to the Appleberry Farm, go out. There's pumpkins everywhere. There's all kinds of pumpkins and apples and caramel apples in the gift shop and popcorn and cider and all those fun things. And I know you even have some decorative things that you're promoting and selling. And
it's a fun place to be.
Yeah.
We also put a place set in for the kids. And, you know, there wasn't much for kids to do out there. So.
And a corn box for them to play in. And yes. And we'd like to add something for kids each year. So there's something more fun for them to do.
Because kids love that, jumping in the corn and all that crazy stuff and running around. And
yeah, be more family-oriented.
Yeah. So the other thing is you have gourds and squash and things like that as well. So you've got some produce also that I noticed that you still have some tomatoes hanging around.
We still have tomatoes and peppers.
Yeah.
They're on sale this week.
They're on sale this week. And so if you need a BLT before the end of the season, just get out to Appleberry Farm and get your tomatoes.
Yeah, we still have some good tomatoes.
Good. So that wraps up our first segment, and we'll be right back for Experience Marshalltown with the Masons and the Appleberry Farm.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
It takes hard work and dedication to buy or sell a home in today's market. With Kristen Pauly of Five Star Real Estate Group by your side, the process is smooth and easy. Kristen Pauly and her team has the experience and reputation to get the job done. So whether you're looking for a starter home, dream home, investment property, or would like to sell your home, call Kristen Pauly of Five Star Real Estate Group today. Find her online at MakeMarshalltownHome.com. Kristen Pauly is a proud supporter of Bobcat football.
On December 4th, 1956, rock and roll legends Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Johnny Cash all got together and jammed at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, relive that night of rock and roll royalty with One Night in Memphis, the number one and nationally acclaimed tribute concert. Critics rave, an amazing show.
One Night in Memphis at Stevens Auditorium, Thursday, October 26th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.
And welcome back. It is Discover or Experience Marshalltown. It's 8:42, and we have Val Ruff hosting.
Thanks, Kyle. So today, if you're just tuning in on Experience Marshalltown, we have Kelly and Dave Mason, and they are the new owners of Appleberry Farm. And we've been talking a little bit about their new adventure and what they're doing with the farm. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's 1,100 Was it trees?
Right.
And 26 varieties.
Right.
Those are cool statistics. I mean, that's fun for people to know. So you're driving by, you can point at Appleberry Farm and say, did you know?
1,075 trees, to be specific.
Yeah. Oh, 1,075 trees? I love that. 26 varieties, that's a lot. I mean, I don't want
to... Some of the varieties we have a lot of, and some there's just a few.
Okay. That seems like a lot.
But there's still several different varieties to choose from.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a lot of different favorites. And
Honeycrisp seemed to be the best.
We're hoping to plant more next year, different varieties that.
Oh, so you're going to add to that.
That's what we're hoping.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And some peach trees.
Peach trees.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites. I know. So the sky's the limit, right? You can do all kinds of stuff. So when we were talking earlier about sweet corn, so the sweet corn's not at Appleberry Farm, it's on a different property.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
It's south of town there at Spring Valley Farm.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about when I came to see you to welcome you to the community and talk about you, Appleberry Farm, as an attraction, because it is something that we promote at the Convention and Visitors Bureau for bus tours or any groups that are in if they want. Well, you know, what can we do while we're here? We always love to share all of our attractions, and we've always been very fond of Appleberry Farm because I think, like we talked earlier, it's a great family place to take your family so everybody can have something to enjoy.
Yes.
So, but one of the things when we were out there, I know, Dave, you were packing up some produce. And let's share with the listeners what you were up to that day and what, I'll just let you take it with that.
Well, it was probably tomatoes. Hy-Vee bought quite a few of our tomatoes. And, of course, they buy our sweet corn. And then we also take, we do the farmer's market uptown on Saturdays and the one at the mall on Wednesday nights.
Okay. Okay, so you're out there peddling your produce and your goods and lots of different places. But
yes.
How about restaurants? Do you have anybody that's purchased? You know, I know that's kind of the big thing right now is the farm to table, and
right.
and maybe I know you'll probably get to that eventually, but that's kind of a popular thing right now. But you're getting them in the grocery stores, and
so the
great thing is that as we consume our food here in Marshalltown, you can get some of the Appleberry Farm locally grown produce. So that's kind of a fun thing for us to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Your produce with all of us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit, Dave, about the Iowa Choice Harvest and tell us a little bit more about what that is. I think that's kind of an interesting story.
Well, Iowa Choice Harvest is a place that they freeze vegetables and package them and sell them to stores.
Okay.
And they try to keep their business within the state of Iowa.
Okay.
Local farmers, they do a lot of sweet corn, and they right now they're picking apples.
And you provided some apples.
Yeah, about 450 bushels, so.
That is a lot of apples.
That's great that they want to do that, and
so they
process them and package them. And
okay, so is that something we can buy in the grocery store, or is that just something that they do? They sell.
I believe they sell them to Hy-Vee also.
The local stores, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if we see Iowa Choice Harvest, we'll know that could be something locally.
Right, and I think they're a fairly new company within the last few years.
Okay.
And they seem to be doing pretty well. So
good. Good.
It's nice working with them people.
So let's talk about some other things that you have done to give back to the community, because I know people have asked you for donations for things, but let's talk a little bit about how you're giving back to the community.
Oh, people will come to us and ask if we would donate apples for this event or that event, and we've been willing to do that. We have plenty of apples. And,
sure.
And the Heritage Festival at Grimes Farm was one of them.
Halloween's coming up, and I think you're providing something for the mall,
yes.
Right?
Yes, they asked for apples, so we're going to provide apples for the trick-or-treat night at the mall.
Keeping it healthy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's been some fundraisers for a friend of mine who had diagnosed with cancer, and we donate apples to that deal. And what else?
I'm sure there's people that are asking you. I know that
yes.
we asked you to help us a little bit. We're going to be hosting 28 tour planners from around the United States and even internationally. And I thought what a great way for them to have a flavor of Marshalltown and serve up some warm apple cider. So we appreciate you being able to do that for us.
We're happy to provide it.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about kind of what your future plans are. I know that you said, well, we'd like to do this. And I know starting a new business, you're probably always thinking about something new that you'd like to provide for your attraction. And I don't know if you want to go into that a little bit about some of what your future plans might be.
Well, our future plan, well, we purchased a donut maker. We want to provide mini cider donuts.
Who doesn't love mini cider donuts, right?
A lot of people do.
I know.
That's going to be in the future.
Great.
Hopefully in your future.
We'll watch for that announcement.
We plan on having a trick-or-treat night or a night for the kids closer to Halloween, probably next Sunday,
okay.
Where they can come and dress up in their costumes and get a treat and just have fun. We got a lot of different ideas.
Yeah.
People are suggesting all the time that we should have a place to have weddings or a wedding venue.
Oh, that's really popular right now.
Yeah. That would be really fun. That we're, you know, not able to do that at this point, but that's sure. definitely in our thoughts for the future.
And you know, something that I'm sure you're aware of is that you are just off of the Iowa River Bike Trail.
Yes.
And that is going to be a great way for people that are riding that trail to just pop off the trail and come up and
take a break and
sit down and relax and, you know, grab an apple or just cup of coffee or
enjoy the beauty
cider. And yeah, so I mean, I know we look to that to be one of the more popular bike trails, and so according to the bike club, families are driving an average of 50 miles to ride bike trails.
Wow.
And this is going to be a beautiful, beautiful trail through a lot of Midwestern scenery. So I think that's going to be a good thing for you guys.
You should bring the trail right on up to
that's
Appleberry.
That's right. Put your big sign out there and say that way to Appleberry Farm. So, well, okay, we're going to take our final break here, and we'll be back with our last segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Big day?
Yeah.
I have a lot on my plate.
I can see that. McGriddles, hash browns, and a coffee?
Well, I do have a big to-do list.
Well, I have a big to-do list, too. Crispy hash browns, fluffy eggs.
That's your to-do list?
Part of it. I also have crispy bacon, flaky biscuits, freshly brewed coffee.
Shake off the morning fog. Right now, for just $1 each, get your favorite size McCafe coffee and a savory sausage burrito. A la carte only. Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing.
Mary Ann!
Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is hosting our final segment here.
Yes, it's our final segment of Experience Marshalltown, and today I have Kelly and Dave Mason. They are the new owners as of January of this year. Of the Appleberry Farm, and I'm super excited because I know it's a very popular attraction, especially this time of the year when you want to go out and pick apples or pick pumpkins, or if you don't feel like picking them, Kelly and Dave have already done that for you, so you can go in and just walk up and you've got it decorated really fun with lots of different things and gourds and butternut squash, and you got produce and so thank you for investing in this community and Appleberry Farm and continuing this beautiful attraction for our community. So we were talking earlier with Kelly and Dave about your future plans and you know, some of the things that you would like to do with the space. So let's continue that on a little bit about, you know, what you're kind of hoping to do. And then we want to make sure that we tell folks how to get a hold of you, what best way to contact you.
Okay. We would like to put a kitchen in this year and be able to have a little snack area, you know, where you can come get a cup of hot cider or hot coffee and a cookie or a treat. That's in our future plans. Make it a place that you just want to sit down and be for a while, relax, sure, and have fun. We would like to provide something else for the kids to do each year, be able to add something each year that's fun for them, add to the playground or something on those lines, add more events. We would like to make it more of a year-round place to be. We want to definitely do gardening supplies and things, flowers, plants, things like that in the springtime, you know, to get you started with your own garden or your own produce.
And, I think that's a great
maybe
idea.
Maybe more seasonal things. We talked about doing chocolates at Valentine's, you know, or, you know, different gifts for different seasons. Just, you know, we've got a lot of different ideas.
Yeah,
and we'll
bet.
See what happens. We got to get through the first year.
Yeah, yeah. So how has the first year been? Let's talk about that a little bit.
A lot of people ask us that, and we really don't have anything to compare it to. That's what I tell them, but I think everything's going the way it should be. You know,
well, it helps when Mother Nature cooperates, sure, doesn't it?
Yeah, that can always make a big difference.
Sure. And I know that you want to make it very family friendly, and like I mentioned earlier, that we talked about little family hay rides. If you want to go, so are you the tractor driver, Dave?
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
You take them around,
yeah.
And
right.
So what else? You talked a little bit more about some things that maybe you want to plant or add to the Appleberry Farm.
Yeah, well, we're always listening to the customers. What do you like? What do you want? People ask for things, and if, you know, there's a type of apple tree that we don't have, we would like to acquire those and plant those next year. And we got about 6 different kinds that we want to add to next year. And
to your already, what is it? 26 varieties.
26 varieties, yeah.
You want to add to that number.
Right. And we'd also like to start out planting we're going to plant some peach trees next spring and a couple of pear trees. We planted a cherry tree this year, and we plan on planting another one.
Good. So we can get all kinds of great fruits and vegetables.
We hope so.
Good.
Maybe we'll have some good raspberries by next year.
Ooh, raspberries.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
eventually,
yeah.
Maybe strawberries. I've not been very good at growing strawberries yet.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that'll be in your future. So how do folks get a hold of you? What's the best way to find out what you have going on or, you know, what's new? Or so what's the best way
I
to contact you?
The best way right now is Facebook.
Okay. Facebook
at
Appleberry.com.
Appleberry Farm.
Appleberry Farm,
Iowa. Appleberry Farm, Iowa.
Okay, okay. And then you have a website.
Yes, appleberryfarm.com.
Okay. And then what about a phone number if anybody would want to call you?
Our phone number is 641-752-8443.
Okay. So that will kind of wrap up what we're learning about, what we learned today about Appleberry Farm. So again, I want to thank you for being my guest this morning.
Well, that's great.
And we wish you the very best. And I know you're working hard, and we just want to encourage families to come out and enjoy themselves at Appleberry Farm. And Kelly and Dave will take good care of you when you're out there. So thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much.
You
bet.
Watch
us on Facebook.
For us.
Hopefully we'll have something around Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
Good. So we'll watch to see what's coming up. And then as a Convention and Visitors Bureau, as we get information too from you, we'll share that on our Facebook with all of our followers as well. So I want to just take a quick minute to talk about the community calendar. And if you go to www.marshalltown.org and you click on the event tab, if you have an event that's coming up, please make sure that it's just a self-posting calendar. It's easy to do. It's free. Put your information on the calendar. And as we kind of look around the corner at 2018, if you've got an event, I would highly encourage you to get your events for 2018 on the calendar, because then that way, when other organizations are looking at dates, then they'll look at that community calendar and say, well, so-and-so is having this on that day, maybe we should look at a different time. So we just want to encourage you to use that community calendar as much as you can. We are always happy to promote your events through the calendar on our Facebook page and on our electronic sign that sits in the Hy-Vee parking lot. So that will wrap up our segment of Experience Marshalltown. Thanks for listening.